Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
We're recording everywhere. I set this situation up. First of all, welcome to With Wit. This is the first time I am recording since 2023. So welcome to me and welcome to all of you. I'm so happy to be back here. I'm so happy to be doing what I want to be doing and sharing that with all of you. I'm recording from home. I set up in my guest room office again. I feel like it's COVID times. We renovated the whole office and it's amazing. I absolutely love it. It's like everything that I could have dreamt of and more. I just haven't really been motivated to go there. I can't explain why. I feel lately like I've been the most productive at home. Like everything is here and I need to keep everything in one place. It just got hard managing two places. And I'm not saying that I'm giving up on it at all. I just noticed like towards the end of the year, I just wasn't using it as much. And I'm not sure whether I should give into that and lean into the homebody version of myself that wants to be at home and work from home and feels most comfortable at home. But then I'm like, should I push myself a little bit more and get out? Like movement breeds movement, you know, like get out of your comfort zone. I talked about it in therapy this morning and she really wants me to tune into my comfort zone and my gut and like what really feels good to me. And what really feels good to me is being here. But since I felt so scattered, I was like, I need to then create a place for me to work from here. It can't just be like my iPads at the dining room table and then like my recording stuff is in my room and then my computer and like all my paperwork is in the guest bedroom where my desk is. So I just think that that chaos was like breeding chaos in my brain and not allowing me to be efficient and productive. So we're fine-tuning all those things within our business, but that's not even what this episode is about. I've been doing a lot of reflection and I'm like, what do I love to do that's fun that I could talk about endlessly and be passionate about and really feel like I have some knowledge on? And that I feel like is skincare. And I haven't done an updated routine with a bunch of my favorites recently. And so I thought that I would just like start the new year fresh with an updated guide to everything I'm using and loving right now. I'm going to give you a few options from each category: cleansers, toners, oils, moisturizers, eye creams, eye gels, all the good stuff, the things that I've used for a while and loved, and the things that are newer that I'm loving, and just really, really, really what's in my rotation. And I will start off by saying that, I mean, if you're watching this video, you can see a little bit of bruising. I'm not afraid to admit it. This week, after like a year, I decided to get some Botox. I wasn't doing it for a while. I wasn't keeping up on it. You guys know I love my facials and I really take care of like the health of my skin, but I wasn't really doing like the maintenance on injectables. And so I was looking at myself last week and everything was just like moving too much and my TMJ was getting bad and my neck is just so strong and it's always like tightening. And I was just like, I need to go get Botox. So I found this amazing skincare mecca based in New York, but they have an office in Los Angeles and Brentwood on San Vicente, and it's called Good Skin. And Dr. Lisa at Good Skin is where it's at. So I was like, you know, I feel like we're getting information about skincare from everywhere and we're going to one person for facials and another person for lasers, maybe another person for injectables or for whoever actually cares about skin like that and is doing that stuff and active in the space. Like, it felt again a lot like you were going to a bunch of different places and like the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. And I just really felt like I wanted to go to one place that had like an aging plan for me, that it wasn't just like, let's just do this and see how it goes. It was like, let's look at what a year looks like for you and think about your goals and how we can achieve them step by step. And they really lay it out and they price it out for you and you do what's comfortable and you can like see results and pictures, and they just like have it going on. And they also have an amazing skincare line that's part of my routine that I will be sharing, but definitely check it out. This particular product, the Armed by Good Skin Renewal EGF Serum Functional Hydration and Repair. They recommend it mostly for like after getting a treatment done, whether it's a laser or something harsh to your skin. It's very soothing and helps repair the epidermal layer. And so that's something that I use, whether it's after a treatment or in my daily routine, but we'll get into that. Just wanted to quickly prep, like, there's a little bit of spotting, bruising. Like, yes, I got Botox. My nose looks weird. But I'm all about maintenance and prevention. And I think that just like doing a little bit here and there helps from having to do like a lot at once or feeling like you need a full thing. Like, I think it's all about just like little bits of maintenance here and there. And that's what I believe in. So let's get into the first category of my skincare routine, which is cleansers. So if I'm in the shower, I will use a pre-cleanser, which seems like, oh my God, this is already an extra step. And everybody says you even have to double wash and all this stuff. But when I'm taking a shower at night and I decide to do a whole routine, this is part of the whole routine. You can obviously simplify it and only use what is necessary for you. But what I'm about to go through is like, this is the luxe routine, and pick and choose what you want that works for you. But the first product is the pre-cleanse. And I found this from Dermalogica. So Dermalogica makes this product called the Micellar Prebiotic Pre-Cleanse. And it's micelles remove makeup and debris. Okay. So this I just use as like a really nourishing, milky pre-cleanse that lifts away all the dirt and all the oil and all the makeup while also helping to balance our microbiome, which you've heard me talk about a lot. So just like a little bit of a gentle rinse and you're good. All right. And you can also use it in your eyes, like especially if you're wearing a lot of makeup. This is like a really good step to eliminate all the harsh rubbing for the after steps that you won't have to do. Okay. My cleanser that I love, and it has gone such a long way. This has lasted me ever since I had Dr. Simran Sethi on the podcast, which, by the way, you should go listen to amazing doctor who has the skincare line called Skin by Dr. Simran Sethi. And this line was created for women of color. And this specific cleanser is the resurfacing face and body cleanser, which minimizes the appearance of pore size and discoloration. And it has 2% salicylic acid in it. So this is like my daily cleanser that's like a little bit more than just a gentle cleanser. And I really like this because my skin just feels really clean afterwards. And the salicylic helps it give that glow. If I'm not in the shower and I'm just doing like a morning wash or before go to bed quick wash and I want to use something really gentle and nourishing, I'll use the La Roche-Posay Gentle Foaming Cleansing Oil. So it's an oil that turns into like a foaming cleanser. Love this brand. Affordable. Find it at your pharmacy. Lasts forever. Great bottles. And also, like, I like the packaging. Like, I think it's chic packaging. This is also a product that you can use on your body and face. And this says up to 24-hour hydration. And I really do think it's very, very, very hydrating. So this is great. Babies, adults, good product. Okay. I exfoliate a lot and I use beads. I use BD exfoliants. And I think we've heard a lot of different things about BD exfoliants, how they can be rough on your skin. But I've really found that there is nothing like them to slough off all the shit that is laying on the top of our skin. That is really what's inhibiting us from getting that even glowy layer of milk that we all want. And skincare is the first step to like your makeup routine. Your makeup is just so much more amplified and your skin just looks so much more supple and dewy when your skincare is on point. And so much of that is exfoliation. So I have a bunch in my shower, but one of my favorites that's been my favorite for a really long time, another brand that I work with in the past that I really, really believe in, is Zoe Skin Health by Zan Obagi. And this is the exfoliating polish. So I use this like every 3 days. This is not a daily thing. This is an every 3 day situation or when I feel like my skin really needs a refresh or if I have an event that I want my skin looking super polished for or a photo shoot. Like this is just really that great refresh that gets off dead skin, dryness, crepiness. Like it just really helps smooth it out. And it may, when you get out of the shower, your skin may look a little bit more aggravated from it, but it will calm down and it's a great, great, great polish.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So 2024, and I'm starting off this year with the continued goal of taking very, very small steps to take care of myself, to take care of my body, to take care of my mind. And so far, it's going well. Honestly, the small steps really make a difference for me. But I'm all for any help I can get to keep it consistent because consistency is my downfall. One brand that has really been giving me a boost lately and motivating me to get dressed for working out and my errands is Elastique Athletics. So that's Elastique, spelled E-L-A-S-T-I-Q-U-E. Elastique Athletics has created a special kind of athletic wear built to support the lymphatic system. These are actually wellness tools that you can just wear. The founder, Emmeline, is originally from France and was inspired by so many of the traditional French wellness practices, from lymphatic drainage to compression. Elastique's micro pearl bead technology is strategically mapped inside their leggings, bras, and bodysuits, and paired with their best-in-class compression. It acts like a gentle massage for optimal circulation and energy. And if you know me at all, you know I'm all about comfort first, especially when getting dressed. Style and comfort can go together. And Elastique's athletic wear looks as good as it feels. Wear it to work out in, during travel, or even throw on a sweater and a blazer with some cute loafers and experience all the benefits while on the go. When you're balancing family and work and fun and everything else, it's so easy to let your self-care slip. Elastique's mission is to help make wellness attainable, and their garments can fit into everyone's busy lives. Visit www.elastique.co and use code WITHWIT at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Their best offer out there. That's www.elastique.co and use code WITHWIT for 20% off your first order. Truly Hard Seltzer is shaking things up in this new year with their brand Party Pack. So I don't love all hard seltzers, honestly. A lot of them are just like way too sugary or intensely flavored for me. But Truly Hard Seltzer's flavors are nice and light, easy to sip, the perfect drink to chill with friends or your partner, whoever, on a weekend afternoon or anytime, really. Honestly, no judgment here. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry and new party pack. All the flavors are really light, super refreshing, and made with real fruit juices. I've always been a fan of the grapefruit, but I've heard some really good things about the new raspberry flavor, and I cannot wait to try. They're great to have on ice at a party along with the beer and wine, and with only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, they aren't going to weigh you down. They also don't give me a headache like wine and some other seltzers do. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
How do I ask my boss for a raise? I'm so jealous of my coworker's promotion. I just don't know what to do. Is there a good way to brag about my accomplishments? Careers are complicated, and there are so many hush-hush topics we're told we can't talk about. That's why you have the Career Contessa podcast. I'm your host, Lauren McGoodwin, and each week I'm joined by experts to help you overcome your workplace woes with actionable advice that you can use today. Subscribe to the Career Contessa podcast and make progress in your career every Tuesday.
Okay, on to toners, which I know a lot of people think may not be a necessary step in the routine, but I am a huge fan of toners. One, I really do think that they add extra moisture, extra glow. Two, they take off any extra dirt or yuckiness that was left behind from washing. And three, they're just refreshing. So whether you want to put one on a cotton pad or whether you want to spritz one on your face, whether you want to take one out with you and spray all day long, I say go for it. So I have a few favorites for a few different reasons. per usual. The first one is the Bioderma. So this is just the Sensibio H2O, the micellar water makeup remover. And this I use with a big oval cotton pad. I go for the big Swispers, those big oval ones. And I will use this when I get out of the shower, especially after I have worn a lot of makeup, even after I wash my face. Like I always usually need to get that extra stuff off my eyes. So this is an essential for me, and they make travel size too. So I love this. A little goes a long way. Use it on a Q-tip to clean up makeup. It's just like a really great, gentle makeup remover. This next spray, Haricel. I don't even know where to find this except for the place I go to for dermaplaning and hydrafacials, which I know I said previously that it's nice to have one spot to go to, but I do think that for facials, maybe not like lasers or injectables, but for facials, I think it's fun to like switch it up, try different things. Like people have all different kinds of like touches and methods, and facials are something that you don't have to go to the same person for. Anyways, Ask Cares, the studio spa that I go to in Studio City that does my dermaplaning and my hydrafacials, sell this product. You can go to askcares.com too, and they sell it as well. And it's the Haricel PDRN Hydrogel Mist. And it just, honestly, I feel like what I love the most about it is the smell, but it definitely gives me an extra glow. It's a special formulation that turns hydrogel into mist. It's more than 90% hydrolyzed collagen extract, and PDRN helps keep your skin healthy. It looks like it's a Korean skincare brand. So, love this. Then, for extra refreshing little like zing of mist, I love the Caudalie Eau de Beauté, the beauty elixir, smoothing glowing complexion for all skin types. So this, it has like a zing, you know, like a minty zing when you spray it. They also make a travel size. You can find it at Sephora, I think, to carry around with you when you need like that extra refresh during the day. Like now. Okay. And last but not least, this one has really, really helped Timmy. And this one I do have in the travel size. This is the Tower 28 SOS Save Our Skin SOS Daily Rescue Facial Spray. Okay. And this is a really great solution for irritated skin. You can use it AM or PM before your moisturizer for all skin types. And it really helps ease any redness. It has, I think what it does is basically bring your pH level back to where it should be, but don't quote me on that. I just love this for really, really sensitive skin. So those are my toner mist situation favorites at the moment. So the next slew of products, which is like oils and serums, I don't always use every single one every day, but I'll use a variation of them. And I'll start with the Wasso product by Shiseido. So this is a fresh jelly lotion, all right? And if you're watching this on YouTube, see the jelly lotion. Okay. So this is a fresh jelly lotion. Oh my God, I should have been recording the opposite way this whole time. Whatever. You know, I'm trying to do it all. I'm recording video right now, and I'm doing vertical instead of horizontal when I should be doing horizontal. We can't do it all, okay? Anyways, this is the Wasso Shiseido Fresh Jelly Lotion, and this smells so good. Like, I rub this all over my body, too. It just, oh, it smells so good, and it is like jelly lotion. Like, I just want to bathe in it. So I'll use this as like a base after I tone. And then on top of that, I'll always use the Power C Serum. So this is from Ask Cares, and it's a little bit pricey, but this is the item that you want to invest a little bit more on because this has the vitamin C and ferulic acid. And I know a lot of brands make a product like this, but I found that this one I love the most because it gives me a glow and it doesn't smell weird like a lot of the products with ferulic in it. They smell like bacony, And it also goes on really smoothly, not sticky like a lot of those vitamin C's can. So I really, really love this one. And again, a little bit on the pricier side, $120, but I've been told that a vitamin C is vital to your daily routine. So definitely something that you should have in there. And a ferulic acid that doesn't smell funky like some other brands. So I already talked about the Armed by Good Skin Renewal Plus EGF Serum. So I don't know if you've heard about growth factors. You've probably heard me talk about them before, but one of my all-time favorite products, which is by a company called BioEffect, which I don't have here, but we should definitely link it, is their growth factor serum. And I don't know much about the science. I need to learn more, but I know that growth factors are just amazing at rebirthing new collagen cells. And this product in particular, the Armed by Good Skin Renewal One, is like really, really good for after any kind of treatment or if you just want some soothing, calming serum situation. And usually I'll use it after the Shiseido jelly. And then I will go for an oil. So there are two oils I've been loving right now. I'm a huge proponent of oils. I think that even under my makeup, that is what gives me that extra glow. I know a lot of people don't like it because they may think it makes them look shiny or oily, but I really do believe that it penetrates my skin more than just a simple moisturizer, and I use both. So the first one I'm loving right now is the Ole Henriksen Hydra Barrier Nourishing Face Oil. It has cloudberry oil, vegan peptides, and vitamin E, and it just feels really, really, really good. It's like a beautiful massage oil, and you can put it on your face and neck, and it's just very moisturizing and actually soaks into the skin. I find that so many oils just stay on the top layer and don't really penetrate the skin, but this one actually really, really does. And I love Ole Henriksen. And they have a spa in Los Angeles that I recently went to that I didn't know about, and I got a beautiful facial. Love their eye creams too. But back to oils. The next one is by Monica Blunder. I've been meaning to look her up because I think she's a makeup artist. She makes the Do Better Face Oil, DEW. And I'm loving this oil. A little goes a long way. It smells amazing. And again, super, super hydrating and a wonderful layer for wearing under your makeup. And I'm sure it's meant to be worn under makeup if she's a makeup artist. I forgot a product that is so essential to my routine, but I'm out of it right now and I'm waiting for it. You can get it on Amazon or you can buy it directly from them, but it's the Osmosis Dermal Repair Serum, and that is directly after my toner that I use that. And that is for ultimate evenness. Like if you have a zit, if you have any irritation, it just immediately calms down any irritation and redness and completely smooths and flattens it. And it kind of smells like, I've talked about it before a bunch, it kind of smells like an indoor pool, like chlorine, but there's something in it that does to your skin what like pool water sometimes does to your skin without drying it out. You know, when you get out of a pool and your skin is more like milky and it's sort of just like taken the texture out of it, this is what it does to it. So I can't forget that. I don't have it here, but love it, love it, love it so much. Okay, next are my creams. So you might be thinking, oh my God, like what, we're now at creams, like after all this? But yes, like I do a cleanser, a toner, a spray, a jelly, a serum, an oil, and then a moisturizer. And that is what keeps my skin healthy and glowy and supple. And a lot of the times I'll mix these together. So don't forget, if this all sounds like a lot of these things can be mixed together. Like my oil and my moisturizer, if I'm in a rush, will be mixed together before I'm putting on makeup. So there's the Dew Instant Angel, which is really, really great. It's like a great natural alternative to the Le Embryolisse, which I love, which is a French brand that you can buy on Amazon. But this is a great moisturizer that is a skin barrier protector, and it's deeply moisturizing and it repairs skin while giving you an ethereal glow. All you have to do is just massage like a little bit, quarter size. Again, a little goes a long way, and you need SPF after it. So love, love, love this one. Has free fatty acids, barrier repair complex, moisture complex, some other things I can't pronounce, which I hope isn't bad. But I know that this comes from that beauty guru, Charlotte Parler, which knows everything. So I'm sure it has all the good shit in it. Okay. My next cream, which I've been loving, is the Dermalogica Stabilizing Repair Cream, an oldie but a goodie. This has a ceramide building complex, and it is also a barrier repairing moisturizer. I'm noticing that so many things are barrier repairing, but we have to repair our barrier because we are in touch with so many free radicals throughout the day, and we need to be repairing it while also protecting it from everything that's out there. So I say the more barriers to my skin, the better. This one feels so good. Use morning and night. It's like super, super creamy and milky and very, very, very soothing. You want to wait before applying anything else to let this set because it is very thick. So if you like a thick moisturizer like me, then you'll love this. Last but not least, this moisturizer that I'm also obsessed with, that's just like a great evening moisturizer, is the Peter Thomas Roth Water Drench Hyaluronic Cloud Rich Barrier Moisturizer. And it's just so moisturizing. It provides 120 hours of enhanced hydration. Like when I wear this at night, when I go to sleep, like I wake up still dewy and moisturized. I can feel the difference in my skin in the morning when I use this. So I love this. And the more you do it, the more moisturized your skin will be. It like builds moisture. Next is my eye gel, eye cream. I love ClearStem. Another plug, I have an amazing episode with the ClearStem founders. They have such great, great products. I really should have more in my rotation right now, but I probably just use them all and then like have to re-up. But Bright Eyes Eye Gel, peptides, stem cells, aloe, just like a really refreshing, glowy eye gel that actually moisturizes. Again, a little goes a long way, very necessary in skin products for me. But ClearStem is all about clear skin, anti-aging, and promoting health and moisture. So all the things that we want, you know? So because they're working against acne or irritation, they didn't want to only be a brand that just targets that. They wanted to target that and anti-aging with moisturizing things. So it's like all those things in one. And their products are like really, really clean. Like this has no alcohols, parabens, silicone, hormone disruptors, secret pore cloggers. It has deep hydration, superfood skin nutrients, total collagen support, and regenerates and restores. It can also be used on the lips, which I love about this, like a 2-for-1 situation. And it has this little glow. You can see if you're watching on YouTube, see this like gold glow. Drink every time you hear me say glow. Okay, guys? Like beyond obnoxious. Okay. Deep breaths, everybody. We're almost through the skincare essentials. And like, there's so many more too that I'm sure that I'm missing, and like masks and all sorts of things. But the next product is an eye gel. So I use a whole bunch of different eye gels, but the ones that I keep on coming back to are the Peter Thomas Roth Hydrogel Eye Patches. So they are sold on Amazon, and they come in this little jar, and they come with a bunch of them, like, okay, 30 pairs. So that's what I love about them, is that you get so many in the little jar, and you can keep them in your fridge or not, depending on if you like cold or whatever. But they make all different types. They make one for hydrating, one for like brightening, one for calming, I think. So right now I have the Clinical Skincare 24 Karat Gold Pure Luxury Lift and Firm Hydrogel Eye Patches. And they're just great. I'm almost done with these two. I have like three pairs left, but I wear them every day for as long as I can. Like nothing will stop me from wearing my eye gels. I'll take Sunny to school in them. Like I'll go to therapy in them. I like don't care. Should I? Is that bad? Like I don't care. I just, you know, the under eyes are such a sensitive and thin area. I feel like the more moisture, the better. If you watch me on YouTube, you know, I'm always wearing them and Timmy's not forcing me to wear them. They're like comfort for me and they're refreshing and I feel more awake after I wear them. And I really do think that they add moisture and help decrease wrinkles and creping and all that stuff. They're just all around good time. Okay. I think that was, oh wait, last thing, two more things. So Lucas Papa ointment. This is so gross right now because I like left it open. Ew, I'm putting it from the bottom of it, but found this in Australia. You can get a tube of it or you can get this little jar of it. This is just like an everything salve. End of the night, it goes on my lips. If I haven't put eye cream on, can go under my eyes, can go on my neck, goes on like my knuckles, any dry spots around my body. It's just like an everything salve that is really, really natural, made from papaya extract, and I've used it forever. It's literally one of the only things that I can consistently put on my lips that doesn't make them more chapped and reliant on it. So big fan of that. And then last but not least, another podcast that I did with the CEO founder. CEO makes those amazing masks that you can reuse. And they sent me their CEO Cryo Drop Cold Controlled Magnetic Facelift. And it is a medical grade steel tool with a lifetime magnetic charge and pouch for storage. And it looks like a silver teardrop. Anyways, you rub it. Like you put on some serum and it's always cold. And you can just like massage. I keep this next to my bed and I just go in upward strokes and it just feels so, so, so nice. And then you can obviously use the tip for certain like pressure points if you want, you know, like in my temple, I mean, in my jaw, releasing pressure just feels so good. So love this CEO thing. Really, really great gift. And I've never really been into like the jade rollers, but for some reason, this like steel cold thing just feels so nice. Love an ice situation or like the Skinny Confidential ice roller too. That thing is great, but love this and love what CEO is doing. All right. So I hope that that was like fun and informative for you guys. I had so much fun. I want to do this more often. I'm trying new things all the time. I just don't know how often to do these updates because I don't want to overwhelm you with all this new stuff. But I think that this like once every couple months could be a fun thing to do. I will have a link for you in the description below where you can shop everything that I listed. And I would love to hear your thoughts. DM me any thoughts that you have at Whitney Eve Port about this episode. I know that skincare can be overwhelming and there's tons and tons of options out there, but I will say that. Are you ready? Okay. It's ready for, I'm ready for bedtime now. Yeah. Okay, I'm done. Okay. All right. Anyways, I'm back from putting Sunny to sleep. Moral of the skincare story is that there are so many things to try, and I don't want you all to feel overwhelmed by all the options, but I think that sticking to a simple, clean, gentle cleanser, an exfoliator, a toner, a good vitamin C serum, a good moisturizer, and you're good. All the other things are extras, but I really do feel like if you want a routine and you want that glow and you want to really take care of your skin, that you need to be using those things morning and night. I've had a routine since I was a teenager. I did not have great skin growing up, and my mom was a beautiful, beautiful woman who was like, I wouldn't say concerned with looks or vain, but definitely taught us from a young age, like start your eye cream early, like be preventative. And I think because I had acne, it forced me to have to think about it a little bit more. And so I started learning young and really learning about how to take care of it. And I've been taking care of it ever since. So it's a form of self-care for me. And if it is for you, then I hope that you love this. But thank you all for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time on With Wit.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.